We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Just absolutely have to start with the Avalanche. How about Cale Makar keeping the Avs alive with a couple of goals in Game 5 in Dallas? Down 3-1 in the series. Their season on the brink. Makar got it done. Scored a pair of goals in a 5-3 road win to shift the series back to the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. The Avs had to come from behind twice on the road in Dallas with a lit crowd. Halfway through the second period, Heskinen gave the Stars a 2-1 lead on a beauty in front on a cross-ice feed in the slot. But the Avs didn't get too worried about it. Makar scored two goals in the last 23 minutes of the game. And the game winner with just 4:28 into the third period. Look at this guy. Unbelievable. 79 playoff points in his five seasons in the NHL. That ranks 26th all-time among defensemen. It puts him above Alex Pietrangelo, John Carlson, and Brent Burns. His 21 postseason goals are tied for 21st all-time among defensemen and put him above the Hall of Famer, Serge Savard. 25 years old, still doing it. How about the Avs? 6-0 now, all-time in Game 5s after falling behind 3-1 in a series. Huge win for them last night. I got them on a ticket at plus 125 and bet the Avs and cashed. Shake it. Obviously, everybody's going to be watching the Rangers and Canes tonight in Raleigh at 7 o'clock on TNT. The Canes still have to win. The Rangers are still up 3-2. The Canes have won the last two games and look good doing it. Also, how about Game 5? It doesn't get any better than this. Oilers and Canucks in Vancouver at 10 on TNT. That series is two games apiece. I saw a piece on CBS where they ranked the best college football coaches in the country. It's never too early to talk about college football, is it? So your top 10, Lincoln Riley at USC, 9, Dan Lanning at Oregon, 8, Mike Norvell at Florida State, 7, Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, 6, Kyle Whittingham at Utah, number 5, Steve Sarkisian at Texas, number 4, Brian Kelly at LSU. Dabo is number 3 at Clemson. Ryan Day, number 2 at Ohio State. And, of course, the number 1 ranked college football coach, Kirby Smart. He may have been number 1 even if Nick Saban hadn't retired. Well, the NFL schedule has been released, and there's tons of highlights. The Chiefs will host the Ravens in the NFL opener in a rematch of the 23 AFC title game. The Chiefs will play on 6 of the 7 days of the week. The only day of the week that won't have a Chiefs game this year is Tuesday. The annual triple header on Thanksgiving Day will open with the Bears at Lions, followed by the Giants at Cowboys. The Dolphins will then travel to Green Bay for the Turkey Day nightcap at Lambeau. The NFL also loading up with a double dip on Christmas Day. Not only will the Chiefs be facing the Steelers at 1 o'clock on December 25th, but they're also giving us a 4:30 tilt. The Texans will host the Ravens. Brady's first game as a broadcaster will be in Cleveland with the Cowboys and Browns on Sunday, September 8th. How about the Niners? Not only will they face a Super Bowl rematch with the Chiefs in Week 7, they have to face the Cowboys after that. A tough two-game span. They have a tough two-game road trip starting in Week 12 with a game at Green Bay before they travel on to Buffalo. Seattle has a stretch where they face the Niners, Bills, Rams, and Niners again in a five-week span. Arizona has to have 5 of its first 6 games against teams that made the playoffs last year, including the Bills, Rams, Lions, Niners, and Packers. How about the Rams? They have games consecutively against the Bills, Niners, and Jets starting in week 15. Over a four-week span, the Buccaneers, starting in week 7, they play the Ravens, Chiefs, and Niners. The Falcons opened the season by playing three straight teams that made the playoffs last year, the Steelers, Eagles, and Chiefs. How about the Saints? They get two Monday night games. Chiefs in week 5 and Packers in week 17. The Panthers close the season with two straight road games that both come against divisional opponents. The Packers have four games in December, but only one at home. The Vikings open against the Giants, but then they have a stretch that includes three straight games with playoff teams from last season, the Niners, Packers, and Texans. Starting on Turkey Day, the Bears have to play three straight road games, and the worst part of it is first two of those will come against the Lions and Niners. Coming out of the bye in week 5, the Lions have to play four of their next 5 on the road. The AFC North was the toughest division in the NFL last year, and the Commanders have to face three of those teams in a four-week span this year. In week 10, moving forward, the Eagles will play a stretch where they see the Cowboys, Rams, and Ravens over a stretch of four games. The Giants have to play 5 straight games against teams that all finished above 500 last season. Browns, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bengals, Eagles, and Steelers. The Cowboys get just one home game over a 6-week period starting in week 4. The Broncos have to play a road game against the Ravens in week 9 before facing the Chiefs in week 10. Then they have to play the Bengals in week 17 and the Chiefs in week 18. Brutal. Starting in week 11, the Chargers have a 4-week span where they have 3 of their games against the Bengals, Ravens, and Chiefs. Starting in week 6, the Raiders have a horrible stretch where they play consecutive games against the Steelers, Rams, Chiefs, Bengals, and Dolphins. Jeez. The Chiefs have to play 3 games in 10 days starting on December 15th. The Jags start the season with 3 of their first 4 games on the road. Thanks to their Christmas game, the Texans have to play 3 games in 10 days starting on December 15th, and all 3 will come against teams that won at least 11 games, Dolphins, Chiefs, and Ravens. The Titans play their final 5 games of the season against teams that all finished above 500. Starting in week 5, the Colts have a stretch where they'll play 4 road games in a 5-game span. The Jets finished their season with 5 games against teams that all finished above 500 last season with the Finns, Jags, Rams, Bills, and Dolphins. The Pats open with 3 of their first 4 on the road. And those road games are against the Bengals, the Jets, and Niners. Starting in week 11, the Bills play 4 straight games against teams that made the playoffs last season. The Finns have a 47-day span where they're only going to play 1 home game, and that'll come between weeks 5 and 10. The Ravens start as brutal. 4 of their first 5 games are against the Chiefs, Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals. How about last night in the NBA playoffs? Huge wins for the Celtics and Mavs. Boston advanced to their 3rd straight Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum once again goes off as usual. But how about Al Horford? He lit it up as well. Horford, now the oldest player in NBA history to post at least 20 points, 10 rebounds, at least 5 three-pointers, and at least 5 assists in a playoff game. He had it all going, knocking down 6 of his 13 three-pointers. And he also held Garland 4 of 17 from the floor. The Mavericks are 1 win away from the Western Conference Final. They got it done in OKC, 104-92 with a huge Game 5 win. Luka Doncic went off, his 2nd straight triple-dub, 31, 11, and 10 boards to go with it. He cut his turnovers from 7 in Game 4 to just 3 last night. Shea had 30, but no other Thunder player scored more than 13, and they shot 25% from 3. That'll kill you every time. Tonight, Denver and Minnie at the Target.